of each hour all day. But now at 7:10, it's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in here on this Tuesday. Be happy you're inside if you haven't ventured out.
Terrible Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're broadcasting from the Billup Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupcenter.com. It's terrible because it's cold.
Yeah, people get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I've been doing that all my life. I thought when I retire, I'd quit doing that.
Then here you are.
yeah, that's true.
So
go ahead.
So I was just going to mention weather had a little snow overnight. Of course, today the big story is going to be how extremely cold it is. And you see that the temperature is going to get up to 33 degrees and you think, well, that's not so bad. But you have to add the wind chill into that as well. It's going to feel like it's between 10 and 15 degrees. So a very, very cold day today, and the weather's effects on your morning. We'll have that detailed throughout the morning here. News, traffic, and weather right here on the Wake Up Crew. We'll have all of that up for you, including traffic updates. And so we've got you covered with that. The key word is stay warm.
Well, I found out earlier that the windshield factor
is really tough.
You know, didn't hear us earlier in the first hour.
It took me a while to figure this out, too, and find it out. But you ask during the sports update at 6:20 this morning where Mars Hill was, and that's MTSU's men's basketball opponent tomorrow night. And Mars Hill is in Asheville, North Carolina.
My apologies to all the people that live in Mars Hill.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Might as well be Mars. Right now, we check on that weather.
Good morning, guys. Maybe a few lingering flurries or light snow showers in the region very early today. Plenty of sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 33 degrees. And north winds will be breezy, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, clear. Lows drop to 16. North winds diminish to 5 to 10. Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 40s. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Then lows fall back to 27 on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 23.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Next on News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol Report.
On this Tuesday morning, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late. Again, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late this morning.
Good morning. Traffic volume is heavy, but it's moving out here on 24 westbound through the Hickory Hollow area. If you're headed towards Mount Eagle Mountain, be careful going over the mountain there towards Chattanooga. It could be a little bit dangerous. Traffic still moving right along inbound 41 right now, Murfreesboro Pine. Smashville Moving Company is Middle Tennessee's new moving company. Check them out and get to know them at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time.
This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. At Fleet Feet, we focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly, with gear that improves your experience and knowledge to help you move your best, whether that's a 10-minute walk or a 3-hour marathon. Come see us at Fleet Feet, next door to Carrabba's.
Next on News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol Report.
On this Tuesday morning, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late. Again, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late this morning.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, John has deemed this terrible Tuesday because of how cold it is, but here's something terrific for you. It's Toots Burger Tuesday. That's right. The $4.99 half-pound cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger and fries, just $4.99 all day long today at Toots when you dine in. So if you're going to brave the cold, get into a nice warm Toots there and enjoy the Toots burger with fries today.
They've got heat there.
They do.
Yeah, you can stay warm.
Nice and warm there at Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Tuesday morning, about 14 after 7 now. And again, wrap up. Frigid, very cold this morning.
Burr.
Yeah. Next morning is not going to be much better, is it?
No. I can tell
18 you. 18 degrees.
It's a teeth chattering week.
I'm going to predict it's going to be 18 degrees.
It's 15 tonight.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. That's close.
And up to 45 tomorrow. Now, it feels like 15 today, or it will during the day.
Yeah.
But the winds are going to kind of subside tonight.
Tomorrow looks a little better.
Yeah. 45 and sunny tomorrow. Thursday, 50. So we're going to warm right on up. And Friday, 52. So a good night for high school football. Saturday for MTSU's salute to Veterans Day and game with Rice, 56 for the high and sunshine. So couldn't really ask for better fall weather there.
Well, we got Friday night football, so we always have to worry about the weather.
Yeah.
It felt great last week.
Yeah, because it was 112 degrees in the press box. Going to be 26 for the low Friday night, but 30s during the game.
Better wrap up.
It'll be a little chilly.
But Oakland will take care of us.
They'll warm us up.
Is that where we're going? Yeah, we're going to Oakland. I lose track this time of year.
We can turn the air conditioner on in the press box.
Yeah, that'll be good.
It'll start snowing inside the press box.
Don't make fun of that air conditioner, boys.
No, I love that air conditioner.
Great. Well, it's a great time there with the air conditioning. I got a little this and that this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You should have warned me.
I did.
I would have been ready for it.
I did. I told you during the commercial break.
Oh.
You didn't hear me.
No, I didn't. So, time for this and that.
I don't have my that with me. He's over there.
I'm sorry.
I've got a little this and that, solo style.
Okay.
You know, Sunday, Sesame Street celebrated 50 years on television.
Congratulations to Sesame Street.
You know what letters they were sponsored by?
What is that?
The letters W, S, and E. Not L-M-N-O-P.
Mm-hmm.
W, S, and E. You know, they used to do the sponsors for letters. Okay.
Did
you ever watch Sesame Street? Because from the way I talk to you, sometimes I'm wondering if you had any type of that education at all.
They've really expanded over the past couple years.
Yeah. Aren't they on HBO or something like that?
They're on the new HBO Max streaming. And they also, every character from Sesame Street has their own social media profiles.
Oh, wow. So I can friend Big Bird?
You can follow Big Bird on Twitter.
What about Mr. Snuffleupagus? I used to love to say that name. I can actually do a little impression of it, too.
Well, let's hear it.
Whoa, Bird.
Do you remember the episode where they
always
killed
talks
off
to
his
Big
dad?
Bird, calls him Bird. Oh, Bird.
Do you remember that? There was an episode of Sesame Street where they killed off Snuffleupagus' dad. It was a whole big thing, and his dad died in the episode.
Man, this is entertainment at its finest, you guys. This is this and that. Can I go to that?
Uh-huh. Let's do it.
Okay. Kevin Hart, you know, he was in an accident.
Right.
Bad accident. A lot of fractures in the back and things. Well, he went to an Accept a People's Choice Award for Best Comedian. I think it was Sunday night, I believe, too.
I've heard he's doing better. And
he should be back
within the next year or so.
And very grateful to be alive.
Right.
All right. Here's a little more of this. This one scares me. They're called Mini Cheetah Robots. And they showed a picture on the internet of them, and they look like little crawling ants that, you know, can walk around, and they have little red eyes and things, and they're supposed to be able to do things, you know, like, I don't know exactly what they do, but, you know, do chores or something, but they're like little ants to me.
Little worker ants.
Yeah. Ooh. They're scary.
Well, they wash dishes and
check CBS News and look that up.
It will
frighten you.
Hmm.
It'll frighten you.
Hmm.
And want to say, sorry, I forgot the cue. Pat Sajak is recovering from emergency surgery to fix the blocked intestine. And Vanna White will host while Sajak is recovering. I don't remember Vanna ever doing that.
Wow.
And Pat Sajak is 73 years old. I didn't realize that either, I should have. But, you know, he was
I've
got to
watch that if she's hosting.
Yeah, she's hosting. You know, Vanna's 62 now.
We'll be right back.
Back pain, neck pain, hip pain? Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nacho's.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nacho's.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive a settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
Shut up and save. Well, those deals never seem to stop. Come and shop and save. You will leave our store humming.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
Shopping at the ReStore.
It's located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Wow, Penny, I love your new cabinets and backsplash too. Where did you go to find such beautiful granite?
I went to Cabinet Empire.
Cabinet Empire? Isn't that a cabinet store?
Don't be fooled by the name. They also have tiles, flooring, and their huge selection of granite slabs is something to see. At Cabinet Empire, they constructed a 3D design for free.
No way.
Better believe it.
Cabinet Empire, aren't they across from Jackson Heights Plaza?
805 Northwest Broad Street. Tell them that Penny or Josie sent you and get a free sink.
With your remodel purchase.
It's fall, and French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more, has fall merchandise arriving daily. We have new muck styles for the whole family, and vests, jackets, flannels, and more with brand names like Carhartt, Timberland, and Columbia. Plus, who can forget our bargain racks full of unbelievable deals up to 90% off?
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Next on News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol Report.
On this Tuesday morning, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late. Again, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late this morning.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in as we continue here on News Radio WGNS. James Price is our guest. James is the regional manager for the Central Tennessee region of the Better Business Bureau. He is our local BBB branch manager. Glad to have you here with us this morning. And new to this position, James, tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the BBB.
I am covering Rutherford County and South and going out and meeting with businesses and let them know the advantages of being BBB members, what that does for it, and adding credibility to people's business, starting with integrity and letting the consumer know that when they go out and they want to do business, they really want to research those companies on BBB website to make sure that they're dealing with credible businesses, which we'll see in a second here what happens if you don't follow, you know, those kind of suggestions.
Sure, sure. Well, I know that Terry Page served in the position as branch manager for a long time. I think there's been some restructuring. She has retired, and you know, while we miss Terry, this is a great opportunity, I guess, for there to be more responsibility, a little different position for you. So kind of tell me a little bit more about that.
So, yeah, I'm taking the role Terry had before. Terry's still with us.
Yeah.
She's just taking on a little different role. She is digging into the operations of making sure that all the business profiles that we have in our system are correct and making sure that we are providing accurate information to the consumer.
So she's got a big job in that respect too, huh?
Yes, she does. And she's really great. She's a really, really great person.
I told her that back in the day when she was first hired, she and I actually served on the BBB board together, you know, before she was hired. So we kind of go back a long way. And, you know, folks really enjoy this segment of the program because they get to hear about some things that they should be aware of. And of course, that's for the consumer. That's really what the BBB does, you know, a chance for consumers to trust who they do business with, but to also have someone watch out on those scams and ripoffs for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how long have you been in this new job?
It's been about 30 days now.
Yeah. And what did you enjoy doing before that?
I spent almost 30 years with Radio Shack Corporation as a district and regional manager, almost coast to coast. I had districts in North Carolina touching the Atlantic, and I had the district out in L.A., which was smaller footprint, but a lot more revenue and volume and things to keep up with. And I spent about 2 years out there before I came back to Georgia and then eventually moved here to Tennessee.
So how long have you been in Tennessee?
Since about 2010.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, and have you always been here in the Middle Tennessee area?
Yes, since 2010. Yeah. You know, we moved up here mainly because we didn't want to stay in Middle Georgia, and I have a brother and his wife that live here, and we said, well, let's get closer to family, and that's what we did.
Well, that's awesome. Middle Tennessee is a pretty unique place, I'm sure you're finding.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So in your day-to-day work with the Better Business Bureau, I assume you also get to do have a lot of conversation with local businesses who are trying to do things the right way, the ethical way.
Absolutely. You know, when I get a chance to go out and visit those businesses, you can see that the accredited businesses that I've seen so far, they're really trying to do the right thing for the consumer. And that's why I would highly encourage everyone, you know, when you're going to go do business, you know, pull up BBB.org, check out who you're going to be doing business with. And, you know, although we don't recommend anybody, and the facts are right there on the website.
Sure.
And you can, the consumer can check it out for themselves.
And you know that that's vetted information too. I mean, it's not just people putting their opinions on there to run down a rating for a business. I mean, these are all, anytime there's information by a consumer on there, it's all vetted and the truth to the matter, I guess.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You know, one of the things I learned this week was when people put a review on our website, we have somebody that checks out every one of them. And we had some businesses that had multiple reviews on there. And we told them we weren't going to put them on there because they were all coming from the same address. And so, you know, you're not going to fake us out. And then the other thing I learned this week was I thought was really interesting was that Google likes our reviews many more times than their own because they know ours are checked out incredible.
Yeah, I bet that's very true. We have joining us today on the radio, James Price, the regional manager for the Central Tennessee region of the Better Business Bureau, located right here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, here on News Radio WGNS.
Next on News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol report.
On this Tuesday morning, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late. Again, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late this morning.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin.
A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having three chef-prepared meals every day, make new friends, learn a new hobby, lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Absolute Auction on a three-bedroom, two-bath, fully furnished mobile home on 1.11 plus or minus acres, featuring a one-car garage and fully fenced backyard. See you Thursday, November 14th at 10 a.m. More information at MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Tuesday morning, it is the 12th of November. We're broadcasting here on the Wake Up Crew at 7:30 from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
And want to remind you to call in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat later on from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Rachel Painter is today's good neighbor of the day. She's sweet, and she gives great advice on the Lawn and Garden Show. So she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family of Ryan Flowers, coffee, and gifts.
Time for us to get a check of the news, a check of the weather, a check of traffic. It's all coming up here on News Radio WGNS, brought to you by French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning, guys. Maybe a few lingering flurries or light snow showers in the region very soon.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Tennessee Valley Healthcare System will host a town hall meeting Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Our Place Peer Support Center on South Hancock Street. Officials will discuss the Mission Act of 2018, including eligibility requirements for community care and the law's urgent care benefit implemented in June. The presentation will also cover services and activities TVHS offers for women veterans, an explanation of the VA's new whole health approach to care, and an outline of where veterans can get flu shots this season. Match Records, the Department of Recording Industry's student-run record label at MTSU, has relaunched its imprint and signed four new student talents: Sarah Kays, Shelter Cove, Javante, and Caitlin Eady. Match Records gives MTSU music business majors an opportunity to use their professional skills by supporting artists in a real-world label services model. They showcase and develop artists with efforts that include singles releases, marketing events, and social media management, alongside business foundation elements such as booking, management, and merchandising. Have you tried to fill her up yet? Tennessee gas prices up 5 cents compared to last week at this time. State averages are $2.35, which is the same as a month ago, but 14 cents less than last year. Likewise, the national average is $2.61, which is a penny more than last week, 3 cents more than a month ago, but 8 cents less than this time last year. Lowest price we could find in Murfreesboro was $2.07 a gallon. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on Twitter at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, November is Men's Health Month, a reminder to take care of your health. So Low T Center is offering a $49 comprehensive health assessment and a $49 home sleep test. Low T Center is concierge medicine exclusively for men. Most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542. That's 615-603-3542. Or schedule online at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Joyce Meyer is with us today with the Georgia Career Institute here in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield. And one of the things, Joyce, we're going to be talking about this morning is going into the Department of Hair and Nails at GCI. Kind of tell us about that.
Well, hair and nails is always a staple of the beauty industry. Everybody has to get their hair done, and then everybody's learning that nail care is a health benefit, not only a cosmetic benefit. So we're trying to educate clients that manicures and pedicures are for health and wellness, as well as having pretty fingernails and pretty toenails, because we want the younger society and the male society to understand it's necessary for them to have these services as well. So hair and nails is something that everybody needs to be conscious of about their care. Hairstylist program is a 12-month program, and this is expected to grow 10% until the year 2024, which is faster than most other occupations. Most of these jobs will be replacing people, because hairdressers are very mobile, and unless they own their own place, a lot of times they move from one type of a business to another. Now, the average medium pay, according to the U.S. Department of Labor and Workforce, for a hairstylist or barber is around $23,710.
Now, again, these are national statistics, mm-hmm. which I think is important to point out, because while the growth rate is 10% nationwide for these industries, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot higher here, because of the fact that year by 2035, our population in Rutherford County is supposed to go up to 500,000 residents. So that being said, you can expect more pay, you can expect more job opportunity, all in these industries of hair and nails.
Absolutely. And all it takes to be successful in this industry is to have a passion for what you do. You have to have good people skills, you have to have good customer service, and you really have to love what you do. If you're just looking for a paycheck and a job, you're not going to be successful in this industry.
Again, with us today, Joyce Meyer with the GCI here in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield. So if somebody out there listening wants a career change, maybe dive into hair and nails in that industry, then definitely stop by, because you're going to help them all along the way with not only paying or financing school, but also getting a job when they get out of school.
Absolutely. And we want everybody to stop by that has that burning desire.
Another big thing is the nail industry, and I know you briefly mentioned that when we first opened, but the nail industry is growing too, not just the hair industry.
The nail industry is also growing, expected to have growth of 10% by the year 2024. It's also faster than the average of all occupations. New nail services will drive the employment growth, as well as the growing number of nail salons. As you know, here we have nail salons on every corner, which will result in very good job opportunities. We cannot graduate enough people to fill all the nail positions. The expected pay for a nail tech, average pay in 2015 nationwide was around $20,820. I can tell you, I know from our graduates, they are making much more if they're working full-time in this industry in Middle Tennessee.
And a lot of students go on to actually opening their own place.
Yes, and this is a quick program. You only have to go to school 6 months, and just about every one of them's already employed before they ever graduate because the demand's that high.
Georgia Career Institute, right here in Murfreesboro. Joyce Meyer, our guest today. Joyce, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Keeping up with local news and information has never been easier. Download the WGNS News app. It's available for free from Apple App Store or Google Play. Just search WGNS News. It's your one-stop shop for local news on your mobile device. You can also listen live to your favorite programs and send us news photos and audio. Connect with our Facebook and Twitter social media channels and much more. Download the WGNS News app for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play. Next on News Radio WGNS, it's your Snow Patrol report.
On this Tuesday morning, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late. Again, Rutherford County Schools opening 2 hours late this morning.
This is Rich Smith with more savings from Haines True Value Hardware. We can all use extra table space for holiday dinners. Stop into Haines True Value Hardware for the 6-foot deluxe folding table at just $34.99. It's lightweight and easy to carry. It folds in half for easy storage and has a top that won't chip, peel, or stain. For extra seating, pick up one or more all-steel folding chairs too, just $13.99 each. Head over to Haines True Value Hardware for these bargains of the month and other great deals while supplies last. This is Rich Schmidt with Haines True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Hey, Josie. Love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
Depression, anxiety, marital issues, parenting, those are the kind of things that come up every day in real life. And sometimes it helps to have someone that you can sit and talk through those issues with. At Branches Counseling Center, we care about you, and we're here to help meet those needs. If you'd like more information about how to connect with us, then go to the website, branchescounselingcenter.com. This is Dr. Mike Courtney, and we're interested in you.
Don't miss the 26th Annual Art Studio Tour on November 23rd and 24th at studios around the area. Great gifts for everyone on your list, plus yourself too. I'm Logan Hickerson, inviting you to attend the Art Studio Tour all day Saturday and Sunday, November 23rd and 24th, from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock at select studios in this area. Go to artstudiotour.org. For a map and more information, that's artstudiotour.org.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up here at 42 minutes after 7. 18 before 8. About to turn that clock here. Want to say good morning to our friends at Junior's Foodland, where they've got their pre-Thanksgiving sale going on right now, as a matter of fact. Yep, pre-Thanksgiving sale. We're going to get to use that for a while here. That's exciting.
But you don't have to kill your own turkey or anything.
No, you can get a turkey there.
They're there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Already taken care of.
How about, let's see.
Did I say kill a turkey on the air? That's sad.
You did.
I shouldn't say that.
Especially not in this Junior's mention.
No, I apologize tremendously.
Oh, listen, the turkeys are running out of the studio now.
They're all scared.
No, they're attacking me.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Let's see. How about a Sugar Tree ham? Half ham, spiral slice, just $1.99 per pound. So that's some of the pre-Thanksgiving deals that you can find there. The quality meats that you'll find at Junior's Foodland are second to none. They take pride in the selection and quality that they offer, and they have trained meat cutters there that if you want thicker sliced ham, they can take care of that for you. Whatever you need, they'll do that for you there at Junior's. How about some ground chuck, just $2.99 per pound. Bottom round roast, $3.49 per pound. Assorted pork chops are $1.99 per pound at Junior's Foodland. You need some coffee? What was Maxwell House? Oh, that's Folgers. Never mind. The best thing about waking up is Folgers in your cup. I know
Maxwell House had something.
They had something. I can't remember now. But
that sounds like an open.
You get Maxwell House coffee in the 10 to 11 and a half ounce select varieties for just two for $5. So that's very, very affordable there for you at Junior's Foodland, the Maxwell House Coffee, many other specials that you can check out on their Facebook page or stop in the store. You get a circular and check it out.
Tell him this, Dalton. I can't believe we don't know the theme that Maxwell House had. Now, we've set it in motion, and by tomorrow morning, we'll have that answer. Look at his little brain.
He's determined.
Right now.